The kitchen I went to in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn, was clean and organized. Baskets of lemons, rows of cooking oil. As music played on the radio, a woman with long curly hair puttered around the kitchen, putting a package of meat in the fridge, sautéing pine nuts. Then she began to speak.
Since I came back, I make kubbe. Again and again. As if I want to close a hole in my soul.
I had to guarantee that the audience tears up, so there's a lot of onion cutting.
That's Amir Nazir Zouabi, the playwright and director of Oh My Sweet Land. A Palestinian, he got the idea for the play several years ago when he traveled to Syrian refugee camps in Jordan. He adapted several of the stories he heard, and since food and hospitality are a cornerstone of Arab culture, he included cooking.
I didn't want to do a horror show. It's important to remember that this is an attack on a culture. Not just the political situation, it's an attack on the way of life. And the loss in Syria is also this. It's the loss of normality, of just the ability to break bread together and meat.
I remember my father standing at the window shouting, "Fadalu!" to strangers when they walked by. "Come in, eat!" People looking at the strange man holding a plate of food at the window, inviting passers-by in for coffee or food. "Fadalu! Fadalu!"
I've never done anything so difficult before.
Actress Nadine Malouf not only tells the harrowing story of a woman who follows her Syrian lover to the Middle East, but cooks kubba while she tells it.
I have nicked myself a few times. I've burnt myself with oil. I've, wounds, war wounds.
The Australian actress of Middle Eastern and European descent says it's a challenge to deal with the emotions of the story while cooking.
It's a little bit like, rubbing your belly and tapping your head at the same time.
All around us, Syrians argue loudly about politics.
As the kitchen gets messier, so does the story.
We arrive in Tafas. Some of the buildings have been so heavily shelled, they seem to defy gravity. They look like lace, like concrete lingerie.
Watching the play in this setting becomes almost painfully intimate for both the audience and the actor.
You tell immediately, who doesn't want you to look at them. You feel everyone, and I understand that because there's, a safety in the audience being in the dark and the actors on the stage, and that's very safe for both parties. Here, no one is safe.
After the show, audience members milled outside on the sidewalk to chat and enjoy some baklava. Among them was Michael Yuen Killick, who owns the house. He had to clean out his kitchen and dining room for the event. I asked him why he opened his personal space to 20 strangers.
It's a fantastic opportunity. I mean, how often do you get to have a show performed in your house? Not very often.
One of those strangers, Allison Martin, a nurse practitioner, called the experience incredibly visceral.
Being in the small space and smell of the onions midway through really brings the far away to right here in front of us.
And that's the point of Oh My Sweet Land. The onions, spices, and stories linger long after the final bow. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.